It's already set up.
Okay.
I just got to start the meeting.
All right, let's go ahead and glory to God. Let's go ahead and get ready to go ahead and pray and get right in the service. Dear God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this day. We see the sun is shining so bright today, and we thank you that we're able to see it, oh God, and experience it and experience another day. We thank you, oh God, glory to God, for this opportunity to come together as one, to fellowship with you around your word and your presence. You said, glory to God, oh, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So we thank you, oh God, for us, glory God, virtually dwelling together today, Father, in Jesus' name. We don't take that for granted, Father, but we know, glory to God, that it's only by your grace that it's possible, Father, and we thank you. We thank you for your mercy, which is new every morning, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. That we got fresh mercy, oh God, for whatever this day has in store for us, oh God, glory to God. And that your grace is sufficient, oh God, to take us through the day, Father. So we thank you for that right now, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you for every person that's in every household that's represented today, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you right now, glory to God, that your blessings are mightily upon their household right now, in Jesus' name. I thank you that you're causing, glory to God, every sickness and every disease, glory to God, to pass over their household, oh God, in Jesus' name. Glory to God, and that angels are encamped all around, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you right now, Father, glory to God, hallelujah, that you are supplying every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you for those needs being met right now, Father. Glory to God. God, we thank you for Life Changes International School, oh God, and what you're doing in school, and glory, God, for increase of students and teachers and staff in Jesus' name as we move forward, Father. We thank you right now in Jesus' name, glory to God, for Life Changes, glory to God, all of our partners, members, friends, oh God, glory to God. We lift them up before you right now. We lift up our president and our vice president, every elected and every appointed official right now. Glory to God, our incoming president and vice president. Glory to God, all those that are in authority, we lift them up before you right now, Father. And we thank you that you hold their heart in your hand and you turn it when you need to turn it, Father. So we praise you for that. We thank you for righteous leadership, for when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, oh God. We thank you for this service today, oh God, that you are a part of it, oh God, that we yield and we take the back seat, oh God, that you may take the driver's seat and that you may take us in the direction that you would have. Oh God, that we may praise you, oh God, glory God, in song, glory God, and in the word, oh God, and with our gifts today, oh God, glory to God, that our worship may be complete today, Father, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you for it right now. We count it all done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. This morning, I want to talk to you about, glory to God, bearing fruit for increase. Bearing fruit for increase. That's what I want to talk about today. Bearing fruit for increase. Glory to God. Amen. Bearing fruit. And it's probably not going to be what you think, glory to God, but it's going to be what in line with what God has already been doing with us, glory to God. We were talking about, glory to God, being desperate for God and how we need to spend more time with God. And we talked about how we need to focus and stay focused on Jesus right now more than ever before. And I believe God is dealing with us concerning our relationship with him. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, sometimes we can get sidetracked by all the other distractions in life. And even sometimes in the church, you know, the church can be focused in one direction, glory to God. And you get sidetracked from foundational or basic stuff sometimes, glory to God. And I believe that God wants us right now to focus more on him and our relationship with him. Glory to God, especially because of the fast that we, glory to God, he is mandated for us. I believe that's a perfect fast for right now, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. That, glory to God, that we too, amen, glory to God, can focus on setting ourselves to draw closer to God, amen. Not seeking him for what he can give for us, not seeking him for what he could do for us, glory to God, but just seeking him because we love him and we want to spend time with him. So we want to talk about bearing fruit for increase. You see, because just as there are seasons of growth, there are also seasons of pruning. And see, without pruning, we won't become all that God created us to be. Amen. We have to be pruned sometime. Amen. Hallelujah. And God won't allow a cutback if it's not going to eventually work out for our good. We're going somewhere with that. Amen. The word prune means to trim, as with a tree or shrub or bush or something. It means to trim by cutting away dead or overgrown, keyword overgrown, branches or stems, especially to increase fruitfulness and growth. Let me say that again. The word prune means to trim by cutting away dead or overgrown branches, because a lot of times we just think about dead, but it says overgrown also, or stems, especially to increase fruitfulness and growth. Amen, glory to God. So what that says to me is that God, glory to God, does not want us to remain stagnant. He does not want us to remain the same. He does not want us to stay in our comfort zone. Glory to God. God likes, you know, a lot of times you meet people that always like to stir stuff up, but it's trouble. But God loves to stir things up. Amen. Glory to God. And it may be trouble at one point, but it's going to work out for our good. See, it may be uncomfortable and you might not understand it all the time. Glory to God. You know, you lost a good contract, or you got laid off from a job, or you lost a relationship or a good friend, or you lost an opportunity. God would not have allowed, or he would not have let you lose that if he wasn't going to give you something better. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to hold on to that. If he wasn't going to give you something better, he may have pruned a friend out of your life. Glory to God. There's a better friend coming. That's why. Glory to God. And if one gone, then God got a better one coming. Glory to God. You may have lost the job. Why? Because there's a better job on the way. Amen. You may suffer the setback in your health. Glory to God. Because better health is in your future. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God, in other words, God doesn't want you to remain the same. So don't be discouraged by the cutback, because the cutback is, glory to God, oftentimes a sign that new growth is on his way. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but glory to God, one of the most important things right now in my life is not to remain the same. Glory to God. To grow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Open your word, if you can, to John chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. And we're going to read right now. We're going to start through 1 through 3, but we're going to hit some of the other verses. And we're going to start out in the King James Version and then read the Passion Translation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited, glory to God, because I believe that this word, praise God, it's going to just propel us to glory to God. It's going to break some chains of stagnation, glory to God. Break some chains of feeling like we fail, glory to God. I don't know about you, sometimes when you don't see things moving, you think that you missed it. You fail. You didn't hear God right, glory to God. Amen. There's something wrong with me, glory to God, that's causing this situation to not change. And that may not always be the case. You could just be in a new season called pruning. John 15, verses 1 through 3 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. The Passion Translation says this, I am the true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting up and propping up the fruitless branches. I love that. He's lifting up and he's not throwing us away. He's not pushing us to the side. When we're not bearing fruit, he's lifting us up and propping us up. Sort of like, glory to God, the illustration that we've all probably seen of Jesus on the beach carrying the little lamb, glory to God, and call it footprints. You know, and we said in the toughest times, we didn't think that he was with us and he had to come and say, you know, I was carrying you through those. Well, glory to God. This is what it's saying here, that he cares for the branches connected to him by lifting us up, or lifting them up and propping them up the fruitless branches and carrying them. Glory God. He says, and pruning. Glory God. Hallelujah. So he's pruning the fruitless ones so they get to the point where they can stand on their own feet. Glory God. Amen. And it says every fruitful branch, glory God, he's pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. He's pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. See, glory God, we may think we all of that in a bag of chips in our relationship with Christ, but God wants more. He's requiring more, glory to God, of him, glory to God, amen. He wants us to become more and more like him, glory to God. It says, the words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah. My little footnotes for that, and I usually don't read them, but it says this. The Greek phrase can also be translated, glory God. He takes up to himself every fruitless branch. He doesn't remove the branches, but he takes them to himself as a wise and loving farmer. He lifts them up off the ground to enhance their growth. Glory to God. Christ's endless love for his disciples on the last night of his life on earth seems to emphasize God's love, even for those who fail and disappoint him. Peter's denial didn't bring rejection from Jesus. Glory to God. And Jesus didn't reject Peter because he denied him three times. But Jesus used that situation to prune Peter so that, glory to God, so that when Jesus left the scene, Peter's fruit would be increased. Amen. Glory to God. This makes sense when we have things in our life that are not productive. Glory to God. Like a friend pulling you down. Glory to God. A job that's not leading anywhere. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. God will cut those things away so we can put our attention and focus on the things that are moving forward. Glory to God. Amen. And it's always something that's moving forward. We can understand losing something that's not an added value, but glory to God. But God goes on to say every branch that does bear fruit, hallelujah, the gardener cuts back. Why? So that it may bear more fruit. Amen. Glory to God. The only way to go from fruit to more fruit is to be cut back. Glory to God. Let me say that again. The only way to go from fruit to more fruit is to be cut back. In other words, glory to God, it's going to be, glory to God, hallelujah. It may not feel good, but you're going to have to be cut back if you want more fruit, glory to God. There are times in life where we will lose something that doesn't make sense. I don't know how I lost my job. I don't know how the sickness came about. I've been doing all the right things, exercising, eating right. Glory to God. And it seemed like my health was getting worse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It doesn't make sense. Glory to God. You're going to work. You got a good attitude. Amen. You're helping others. Glory to God. You're faithfully raising your children. You're tithing. Glory to God. Faithfully getting in your word. You're doing all the right things, but then the wrong thing continue to happen. Instead of being discouraged today, glory to God, instead of slacking off, glory to God, instead of having no passion, glory to God, I want you, glory to God, recognize that it's pruning season. Glory to God, it's pruning season. Without that cutback, you won't see growth. And you may be satisfied to stay where you are, not be uncomfortable, not rock the boat, but God is not satisfied, glory to God, unless you are bearing more fruit. He loves you too much to let you miss your destiny. Amen. Glory to God. What he already called you to do. He loves you too much to let you miss out. Glory to God. See, we may think we have arrived, but we have not arrived yet. Paul said, glory to God, I have not reached it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward, I'm still pressing towards the mark for the prize. And glory to God. And he had accomplished a whole lot when he said that. But he understood, glory to God, that wasn't the full totality of what God had in store for his life. He understood that what he was going through, amen, was a pruning season on the way to, glory to God, a greater anointing and on the way to more fruit. Look at verses 4, John 15, verses 4 through 8. Back to the King James and then come back to the Passion Translation. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Glory to God. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit, glory to God, in itself or of itself. Glory to God. except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. So he's talking to believers, not unbelievers. Glory to God. Amen. I am the vine, he says, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Amen. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Now, the Passion Translation says this. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, so you must remain in life union with me. For I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to me. Glory to God. Look at that. Intimately. The key word here in this scripture is intimately joined. Not casually joined, glory to God, but intimately joined to him. Your life will be fruitless. Glory to God. You won't see, you'll see everybody else, glory to God, receiving blessings and things happening for everybody else, but it looks like ain't nothing happening from you. Maybe it's a pruning season. God saying it's time to get a little more intimate with me. Glory to God. Amen. Verse 5 says this, I am the sprouting vine and ye are my branches. Glory to God. As you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. Powerless. I want you to make a notation of that. When we separate ourselves from God, when we think that we got this thing, when we think that we know how to do it, when we got a plan and we haven't included God or heard from God from that plan, glory to God, then God says we're powerless. In other words, we're wasting our time. In other words, we don't have any authority or ability over the devil. He can run rampant in our lives because we don't have any power because we separate ourselves. Verse 6 says, if a person is separated from me, he is discarded. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire to be burnt. But if you live in life union with me and my word, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire and it will be done. When your lives bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are my mature disciples who glorify my Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In this passage, Jesus speaks about fruit, more fruit and much fruit. Write that down, fruit, more fruit and much fruit. Glory to God. Those are the three stages of fruit, glory to God. The way to increase is simply by abiding. Glory to God. He says, when things happen that you don't understand, things that don't make sense, when you could be bitter, when you could slack off, glory to God. Instead, if you'll trust me, if you'll believe that I'm still directing your steps, if you praise me even when it's not fair, if you'll stay faithful when you could be frustrated, if you abide, that means you keep doing what's the right thing, that you keep on smiling, glory to God, and keep a smile on your face, glory to God. You keep being good to people, amen. You keep expecting God's favor. Glory to God, I nailed that and foot stomped that in enough. When things ain't going right, glory to God, that's not the time to stop expecting the favor of God, glory to God. When you keep on expecting his favor, then you're passing the test. You'll come into more fruit. Amen. You'll come into more fruit. When you prove to God that you'll be faithful in the cutback season, he'll release you into much fruit. Amen. He'll take you where you couldn't go on your own. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's shouting right there. Glory to God. God will take me where I can't go on my own. Glory to God. Amen. I don't have to be a carte blanche member. Glory to God. Jesus is the carte blanche member. And I, glory to God, can get VIP access because of him. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're not going to see new levels without going through seasons of losing some. seasons of losing things that we don't understand, seasons that are uncomfortable, glory to God, seasons where we what worked in the past doesn't work anymore, glory to God, amen. Don't be discouraged. The cutback season is all a part of the process, and it's a sign that new growth is coming. Glory to God. That's a good opportunity right there to shout. New growth is coming. I wonder how many times, glory to God, we're fighting what God has ordained. Why did I ask that? See, I y'all know I believe with everything in me against standing against sickness, standing against lack, glory to God, standing against addictions and dysfunction and everything else, glory to God, glory to God. But every difficulty is not the devil. Amen. Sometimes it's the gardener. Glory to God. Pruning some things, amen. God prunes us, he cuts things back, not to limit us, but to get us prepared for new growth. Hallelujah. Those things ain't gonna work no more. They ain't gonna do good, glory to God, amen. They'll hinder us from growing and reaching our fullest potential. If you're discouraged over something you lost, something that didn't work out, thinking that the enemy is hindering you, when in fact it's the hand of God, glory to God. We give Satan too much credit. Too much credit. Everything that happened, we want to give him credit. Glory to God. Yeah, but understand this, for he cannot do anything. He cannot orchestrate anything. He cannot touch your life without permission from God. Have you considered my servant Job? Ain't none like him. I considered him, but you got a hedge around him, and I can't do nothing to him. All right, I'm going to give you permission, but you can't kill him. Glory to God. Have you considered? See, devil can't do nothing without God's permission. And if we believe that God is directing our steps, glory to God, glory to God, we have to believe it, not just when things are going good, but when things are going bad also. The steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth with glory. It didn't say the steps of a good man are ordered in good directions all the time by the Lord. It just said, hey, ordered by the Lord, and that person delighted in the direction that God's taking them. Are we delighting in the direction that God is taking our lives? Amen. It's easy to thank him during the seasons of harvest, the seasons when things are working great, the season when, glory God, you're fruitful, glory God, the season when your body ain't racked with no pain, glory God. It's easy to thank him then, glory God, the season when things are growing and things are promoting, glory God. But in the pruning seasons, glory God, you have to dig down deep to praise God. Amen. Your praise in the cutback season carries more weight than it does in the harvest season. I thought that was really, really powerful and exciting. Your praise, my praise, carries more weight when we're going through, glory to God, than when things are going good, glory to God, because it's a little bit more difficult sometimes to praise him, glory to God, when we're going through, because a lot of times, glory to God, we go into human overdrive, and all we can do is focus on what's going on and what's happening and how bad we feel and how bad we were treated and how wrong that was, glory to God, and they shouldn't have said that, glory to God, but glory to God, where we're not thinking about the goodness of God, glory to God. And coronavirus is one, glory to God, a good thing that taught me a lesson, glory to God, retaught me a lesson, glory to God, because in the midst of how bad it is and how much we got to wear our masks and how cooped up we in and how much we can't do this and that, you are still here in the land of the living. Glory, that means God ain't finished with you yet. That means your, glory to God, your fruitful season hasn't ended yet. He has more fruit for you to bear, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But when we can praise him in the cutback season, we're not only showing God that we trust him, but glory to God, but we are also acknowledging the fact that we believe that God is still working on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Our character is being developed then. Our spiritual muscles are becoming stronger. We may not like the pruning season, glory to God, but God is the gardener. And he knows when to cut something back or we'll get stuck. Amen. I don't know about you. I've been stuck in my walk with him sometimes. Glory to God. And I needed some help from him to get unstuck. Amen. You know, a lot of times we say, well, I'm just not growing anymore. I don't feel like I'm growing. Or I'm not. We go to church and we say, I'm not feel like I'm receiving the word from this church anymore and all of that. And I always believe that regardless of what church you're attending, glory to God, hallelujah. When you get up and say, I don't feel like I'm receiving the word from the church. Maybe that means you ain't been in the word yourself. Because if you're in the word at all, glory to God, God will speak to you, even if it's only one line out of the sermon. He going to say something to you, glory to God, that he already been speaking, amen. And that one word can translate into a whole lot, amen, when you receive it, amen, hallelujah. God will not prune something away if we still need it, amen. He's not going to cut something back without giving us more in return. And I challenge you to increase your trust in him today. I want to share a story that I heard from a friend. He said a few years ago, he had planted some new trees along the fence line in his backyard, glory to God, to help block the view. And he bought the biggest ones that he could find, glory to God. And they were about 15 feet tall. And they're the type that form a thick hedge that you can't see through them. And the outside of their kitchen window, glory to God, he would check every morning to see the growth. And he could measure how close they were getting to the telephone lines. And it looked like that they were doing really good. And then after about 6 months later, glory to God, his gardener, glory to God, came to trim the trees and trim the bushes. And he said, it's time to do that, glory to God. He said, okay, you can trim all of the trees, but don't touch the new ones of that, but just boy. Glory to God. And along the fence, I want them to be that thick. I want them to be, glory to God, that flourishing. Glory to God. And the gardener said, okay, I'll do that, but they're not going to grow like they should. Glory to God. He said, what do you mean they're not going to grow like they should? He said that when we prune them, it stimulates new growth. Glory to God. Amen. If we don't cut them back, they won't be as tall and thick as they should be. Glory to God. And I know logical thinking would be just the opposite, not to bother them. But the gardener knew that if he didn't bother them, glory to God, if he didn't take them through a cutback, it would eventually limit their growth. Glory to God. Next year, they wouldn't be where they are at their current time. Why are you saying that? In the same way, God is our gardener. He's not going to cut you back without a purpose, and he's not going to prune you if he's not leading you to more fruit. Amen. It may not make sense. It may not look right. Glory to God. You may feel like you're going the wrong direction. God knows what he's doing. Amen. Glory to God. Let him trim. Let him trim you. Glory to God. Don't be surprised. Glory to God. Because if you allow him to prune you, you won't be where you are now this time next year in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch people that are coming into the glory of God. Next year, they're going to be people he's going to bring into your life. Glory to God. They're going to come to your life. They're going to be part of your purpose. Amen. Watch the opportunities, the new doors that will open up. Glory to God. You won't be complaining about the cutback. You'll be saying, thank you, Jesus. For pruning me. Amen. Glory to God. I ain't like it. You know how it is, glory to God, when you were growing up and your parents would chastise you and punish you for doing certain things. Glory to God. You didn't see it as being fair at the time, but now that you've grown up, you understood that, glory to God, it was all for the good. I wouldn't have turned out the way I did and been the person that I am had it not been for what they had done to me. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. What I want us to see is that pruning is not because you've done something wrong. It's not because God has forgotten about you. It's not because God is mad at you. It's a test. And the question is, will you abide? Will you stay in faith? Glory to God. Yes, the pruning seasons are not comfortable. And we don't like them. I know I don't. Glory, God. But it's all part of the process. It's what leads us to much fruit. But you can't get too much without being cut back. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 12. Going to be reading from the easy to read translation. Verses 1 through 4. Praise God. It says this: we have all these great people around us as examples. Their lives tell us of what faith means. So we too should run the race that is before us and never quit. We should remove from our lives anything that will slow us down and the sin that so often makes us fall. We must never stop looking to Jesus. He is the leader of our faith. Glory to God. He is the one who makes our faith complete. He suffered death on a cross, but he accepted the shame of the cross as if it were nothing because of the joy he could see waiting for him. And now he's sitting at the right side of God's throne, thinking about Jesus. He patiently endured the angry insults that sinful people were shouting at him, thinking about him so that you won't get discouraged and stop trying. You are struggling against sin, but you have not had to give up your life for the cause. This scripture says that Jesus endured pain of the cross, looking forward to the joy that was coming. Some things we have to endure. The way we do it is to know that it's not permanent. It's not permanent. And to know that you're going to come out better than you are in it. Better than you are when you went in it. So keep reminding yourself, glory to God, that cutback is leading to growth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's interesting. And what's interesting is God cuts us back when we're bearing fruit. Not when we're off course, but when we're already bearing fruit. Doing things, not when we're doing things wrong, but when we're doing things right. When good things happen, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's when he cuts us back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that we can eventually bear more fruit. Let's pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the word that we have heard today, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you right now for the times of pruning. Glory to God, so that we can bring and bear more fruit. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for redirecting our focus on you, oh God, and for allowing us to examine and understand, glory, that even Jesus went through a pruning season. Glory to God. He had to suffer the shame of the cross. He had to be whipped with a cat of nine tails. He had to have a crown of thorns placed upon his head. He had to die. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that he can present his blood to us so that we can have an opportunity to enjoy eternal life with him. Glory to God. That was the fruit to see more and more children, more and more sons, more and more daughters to be heirs and co-heirs, joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. So we thank you, oh God, that if he did it, oh God, and he's in us and we depend on him and we lean on his righteousness, that we too can handle the times of pruning. We thank you, oh God, for helping us to, glory to God, focus on the time of pruning, to focus on praising you even more than we do when things are going good, to focus on and understand that, glory to God, this is not the end. This is the beginning of something new that's about to happen, to keep our expectation level up in the goodness of God and the power of God, glory to God, and the ability to do great things. We thank you for that right now and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We are done.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Praise God. It is opportunity for prosperity time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And as always, I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to keep on saying it. And we thank you so much for your gifts that allows us to just minister. Glory to God, as God leads us and directs us and partner with some folks so that people's lives can be changed and the gospel can be reached. Glory to God, people that it may have never reached. Glory to God, we just can't thank you enough. And we just praise God for just allowing us to be a part of what he's doing in these last days. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we do come right now and thank you for the seed that we're giving, oh God. We thank you that you're giving us seed to sow and bread to eat, glory to God, so that when we sow and give it, oh God, that we can have to give it again, oh God. We thank you. We don't give it out of grudgingly or out of necessity, but we give cheerfully, oh God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God, glory to God, for just allowing us to be in your kingdom. To be, glory to God, under your hand of grace and of favor and anointing. We thank you, oh God, for that right now. And we thank you for the word that we heard today, oh God. We thank you that it will grow in our hearts, oh God. And not only our hearts, but we'll share that word, oh God, that other folks may receive it and be grow as a result of it, oh God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the seed that we're giving, and we speak to the seed.
We speak to the seed.
And we command our seed,
we command our seed
to go and grow a hundredfold and come back soon, real soon. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All righty. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Just a few announcements real quickly. Glory to God. We got a great surprise this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. We got a chance to video call with our son called us this morning. Elder Ivan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All the way from Germany. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And letting us know that this is the first year down. This month makes 1 year and he got 2 more years to go. But he was just so excited. He was thinking about us and he wanted to call us. And we just had a nice little conversation while he was on his way to church.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Not to preach, but just to go to church. Praise God. And hallelujah. But he wanted us to pass on his love to everybody and let y'all know that he missed y'all too. Glory to God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So this week on Life Changes announcements, of course, Tuesday night is corporate prayer. Glory to God. Don't forget, if you didn't last week, or even if you did and you're still led to continue on, glory to God, you should be fasting, glory to God, as the Lord leads this week, glory to God, and find you some scriptures to stand on while you're doing it, amen, praise God. Good time to get some direction, glory to God, in the midst of the pruning, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Our Thursday night is Hour of Power Bible Study, glory to God, and Friday is the official day for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, praise God. Next Monday, the 18th, is the holiday celebrated. Glory to God. Don't forget our scripture of the month is Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All righty. All right. And this week in Black History.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. That's a good thing. Here we go. On this day, January 10th, in 2017, former President Barack Obama farewell address in his hometown of Chicago. Glory to God. That's in 2017, on January 10th. Praise God. Also in 1988, on January 10th, the Bears officially retired Walter Payton's jersey. Woohoo. We know Walter Payton still holds a great mark in NFL because they have an award named after him, glory to God, and the community service that he did. On July 11th in 1971, singer, queen of hip hop soul, Mary J. Blige was born in the Bronx. Also in 1871, I guess it is. Glory to God, messed up. Robert E. Lee with his armies at low tide, recommended the employment of blacks in the Confederate forces because it was not only expedient, but necessary. January the 12th, 1952, the University of Tennessee admitted its first black student. Hallelujah. Also on January 12th, 1956, Sam Langford passed away just 2 months before his 70th birthday and only 10 weeks after being enshrined in the Boxing Hall of Fame. For those who don't know who he is, during the first quarter of the 20th century, Sam, glory God, Sam Langford, the prospect of facing the 5'5" 5'7" dynamo, who weighed no more than 175 pounds at his peak, struck terror in the hearts of most of his contemporaries, including heavyweight champions like Jack Johnson and Jack Dempsey. Glory to God. So the people didn't want to fight him, amen. They mentioned some other names, but he was a fierce in boxing, and he's known as the forgetting boxer. Glory to God. Oh, in June, in June 1956, the 21-year-old Dempsey quickly declined an opportunity to face an aging Langford, recalling the incident years later in his autobiography. Dempsey wrote, the H-E-L-L, I fear no man, there was one man. He was even smaller than I, and I wouldn't fight because I knew he would flatten me. I was afraid of Sam Langford. All right, January 13th in 1913, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority was founded by 22 collegiate women at none other than Howard University. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Also on January 13th in 2010, singer Teddy Pendergrass passed away due to respiratory failure at Brian Mirror Hospital in Philadelphia. In his career that lasted over four decades, Teddy became enshrined or enthralled with the R&B scene of the 1970s and 1980s. In this period, he would learn the drums, the guitar, the piano, and what he was most famous recognized for was his outstanding vocals. While Teddy Pendergrass dreamed of becoming a pastor in his early years, little did he know of the glory that was awaiting him in the next few decades. In the late 1960s, he began learning the drums and playing for a number of bands, mostly famous, the Cadillacs, before being spotted by the founder of the Blue Notes, Harold Melvin. January 14th in 1948, Carl Weathers, the actor in Rocky, glory God, and the one who played in the Heat of the Night. He was born in New Orleans. Also on January 14th in 1990, Lawrence Douglas Wilder assumes the title as the first black governor of Virginia. January 15th in 1929, Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta. Also on January 15th in 1908, Kappa Alpha Sorority, glory to God, had its humble beginnings as the vision of nine college students on the campus of none other than Howard University. Glory to God, look at that. Howard had a lot of stuff starting on it, glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen, hallelujah. I didn't even know that Howard had all of that going on, but they did, praise God. And finally, on January 16th, 1986, a bronze bust of Martin Luther King Jr. is the first of any Black American placed in the U.S. Capitol or the Capitol. In 1978, in January 16th, NASA names three Black astronauts, Major Frederick D. Gregory, Major Guion S. Bluford, and Dr. Ronald McNair. And those are our moments in Black history. Now, what's this? Glory to God. Also attached to your, glory to God, to your email that Pastor Marlene sent out, you will see a job bank opportunities, glory to God. So reach it, check your email if you're interested or know anybody who needs some of the positions, our auto technician, city carrier assistant, a PSE sales, and SBC distribution associate, just to name a few. Glory God, but check your email for that. Praise God, you got anything you want to share?
Mm-hmm. Just glad to be here, glad y'all here, and just love y'all.
All right, praise God. Hallelujah, I think that's all that I have, praise God. Anybody have anything before we go?
Yeah, tomorrow is Christopher and them first anniversary.
Oh, woo! praise God. Yeah, I'm gonna have to hit them up. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. They survived the first year.
Yeah.
Woo! So look, so they no longer rookies now.
All right.
We officially claim them as veterans now.
Some zeros behind that. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise
Glory
God.
Glory to God.
Now we can wait for the grand baby. Glory to God. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, that's good. Praise God. Sister Sydney, you all right? Everything all good? Or we need to pray about anything?
I just did. Daniel came home. Praise God. She didn't have any blood clots.
Praise God.
Baby hasn't come home yet. Baby hasn't come home, but
that's okay.
That's all right.
Josiah will be home this afternoon.
Praise God.
But I just want you guys to continue to pray for Danielle because apparently they may see some signs of blood clots, but we know God has dissolved them already in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
So just touch and agree. Yep. And Josiah's he's just making his own way. I'm so excited to get him home. So thank you guys for all your reverence of prayer.
Thank you all.
We
right.
continue the prayer, and we're here
Amen.
For you all.
Amen.
Thank
yeah.
you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anybody else need all to right, say anything? Grandma. Minister Shirley. Uh-oh, you muted yourself.
Sorry, I thought I unmuted. Thank God that they have finished the work in my basement and is being painted by contractors right now.
Thank God.
It needs to be finished by tomorrow. No, I get the carpet on Tuesday. So Amen. God is good. God is good. Praise I'm so God. Glad. It's been over a month since that process started. So God is good.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Don't you just love how that pruning process went?
me and Jay just talked about that pruning process. Two things you said that I've been saying since New Year's. Mm-hmm. Forget those things that are behind us and we're going to press for a higher mark for one thing.
Hallelujah.
Then the other thing you said in your message struck me as a core. This process is sometimes temporary.
Yeah.
So, you know, I told James I had to put him on a placard or something in the house that so that we could keep affirming that sometimes the pruning process is an interesting process and sometimes it's temporary.
Praise.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So praise thank you God. For the word today, Pastor. Thank
God
you.
God be all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, let's go ahead and pray and close out in Jesus' name. Dear God, we thank you right now for the word that has come forth today in Jesus' name. You get all the praise, honor, and glory. Oh, God, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders following your word today. And we leave with great expectation of what you're about to do, oh God. Glory to God. In the next season of fruit, oh God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus God, name. We come to also to lift up right now, glory to God, Danielle and Josiah in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. We thank you that right now that from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, every cell, every organ, every body part, and every system is functioning like you created it to function. And we forbid all and any malfunction. And we speak right now to every, glory to God, blood clot or malfunctioning in her body right now. Right and now. We command you to dissolve and leave in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you right now that the blood of Jesus is flowing greatly through her whole body, oh God. Glory to God. And this he is whole, oh God, whole. That you made it whole, that you, glory God, have stunned, glory God, the doctors, and they don't even understand what has transpired, oh God, in her body in the name of Jesus, and that she won't be ashamed to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I lift up every person that's listening here today and those that are who will hear this message, oh God, or see this message, oh God. And I thank you right now, Father, that you are encouraging them in the midst of the pruning season, oh God. You're encouraging them that, glory to God, this has to transpire, that more fruit may come forth, oh God, and that that fruit that come forth may remain, oh God, as your word says, oh God. And we thank you for right now, thank fruit. You. More fruit and much fruit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, as we prepare to go our separate ways right now and go about our day, we thank you right now, Father, that we go with your presence with us, oh God, that we cannot get away from your presence. You said, whether shall I go from your presence or whether shall I flee from your spirit, oh God, that you are everywhere. So we thank you that we take you everywhere, oh God, and we keep our mind, as the old folks used to say, stayed on Jesus, oh God. And we can say hallelujah, hallelujah. So as we leave today, we thank you, we praise you for all that's been said and done. And we thank you for all those who aren't here today, but who would like to be here today. And we give you the glory, honor, praise, and count it down in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed, everyone, and have an awesome week in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Hi, Noel.
I'm going to leave.
I need a scoop.
Okay, we're getting out.
Scoop.